In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti, Amen. In the Gospel reading today, when our Lord is challenged by these Jewish leaders, he says that anyone who speaks on his own authority seeks his own glory. But if one is seeking the glory of another, that is, of God, the one who is truthful, then he speaks the truth. It's a great opportunity for all of us to look at that question. Do we seek our own glory, or are we seeking the glory of God? Something that can become very subtle, because we want to be seeking the glory of God. We want to be doing everything we do for the glory of God. And yet we recognize that a lot of selfishness still creeps in. And in fact, reality is, unless we have achieved what St. Teresa would call the seventh mansion, spiritual perfection, there is going to be some selfishness in absolutely everything that we do. And that's what we have to be on the watch for. There are big things that are pretty obvious. Look at the test that Moses was given in the first reading today. It's even God himself who says, look, the people that you brought out of Egypt have become depraved. Moses turns right around and said, the people you brought out of Egypt wasn't me. We see the Lord doing the same thing with the Jewish people. We hear it in the gospel today. It wasn't Moses that gave you circumcision, but my Father. And he says the same thing about manna. Moses didn't give you the bread from heaven. My Father gives you the true bread from heaven. So the people were looking at and say, but Moses gave us the law. Moses gave us circumcision. Moses gave us the manna. Like, Moses didn't. Moses was the intermediary for some of it. Obviously the manna, Moses wasn't even an intermediator for that at all. But it was all God. And how often we take credit for things. Look what I did. Maybe we cooperated with God to do it, but was it really me that did it? And so we want to give glory to God rather than glorifying ourselves. That's hard, because, admit it, we're filled with pride. We like putting ourselves forward. We like other people to think well of us. We want to present ourselves in a certain way that people are going to say, aren't you wonderful? There aren't too many of us who really don't want to be liked. You read some of the saints, they rejoiced when people spoke ill of them. Jesus even told us that we're supposed to rejoice when that happens. When's the last time you did that? Praise the Lord, somebody cut me down. Praise the Lord, somebody's gossiping about me. Praise the Lord, they're doing all these things against me. That's not our normal response. When somebody does something like that, we usually have a whole bunch of other things that we would say about them, about how horrible and rotten they are and everything else. And what that does, once again, is simply make us recognize my focus is on me. It's not on God. I want it to be on God. If somebody asked me, I would certainly tell them it's on God. And then something like that happens and I recognize, no, it's just all about me. And so how easily we can hide behind that facade even. So we really need to look very, very seriously at that question. For whom am I working? Whose glory am I seeking? Because if I'm seeking the glory of God, as Jesus says, God is truth, and therefore the one who speaks on the authority of God and seeks God's glory is going to speak the truth. Because God is the truth. We're not putting ourselves forward if we're doing that, but rather we're putting the Lord forward. But is that really what we're doing? You can think, for instance, about some of these people that are making millions and millions of dollars by talking about Jesus. It's like, really? Are you really in this for Jesus, or are you in it for the millions of dollars that you're getting from people? Again, you see how subtle things can be, that we can even use the Lord for our own personal gain. Obviously, that's not going to sit too well with the Lord. Some things, again, like I said earlier, are pretty obvious. You can look at somebody like Moses. You can look at somebody like St. Peter. You can look at our Blessed Lady. It's pretty obvious they're working for the Lord because look at what they were called to do. And then you look at ourselves and we say, yeah, but I want to be working for the Lord too. It's like, well, God's the one who called you to your vocation. God's the one who's working in your life. You don't need to be the leader of the people in order to be working for the Lord. You don't need to be doing something extraordinary to be working for the Lord. Just to do the daily tasks for the Lord, whatever they happen to be. It doesn't matter how exalted or how lowly they might seem. If we're doing it for Him and for His glory, then that's what we would be wanting to do. That's what our task is all about. If we're giving Him lip service, but we're doing it for ourselves, yeah, then we again see where all the selfishness is in there. So we want to keep trying to work that disposition within our own hearts and our own minds in the right direction. Get it back to where it belongs. Recognize that we are to be the servants of the Lord. Servants not in the sense of the servile fear, servants in the sense of the filial fear, that we love Him so much, we want to serve Him purely out of love. And putting it into context, that's what a married couple promises one another on the day they get married. That's what that vow to love is all about. I'm going to serve you for the rest of my life. Not because I'm the Nubian slave in the house, not because I'm less than you, because both of them are making the same vow. It's to say, I'm going to put you ahead of myself. I'm going to live my life for you. That's what we're supposed to be doing. It's a slavery of love. Parents understand that well. The day that baby is born, you become a slave. And every parent knows it. And you don't mind it one bit because you love that child so much. It's not something you're being forced to do. It's something you're choosing to do because of charity, because of love. Well, God is love. God is truth. And so if we are going to make that choice to love Him, if we're going to make that choice to serve the truth, then it's an act of love. Not something we're being forced into. It's a choice that we're making. And it's that choice to love the Lord, to seek His glory, not our own. Again, the beautiful thing is, God will take care of our glory. And it's not necessarily about what happens on this in this world. It's about being glorified in the next. So in other words, if we glorify God here, of course we'll do that for the rest of eternity, but if we glorify Him here, He will glorify us there. And that's all that really matters. We sure like the glory, and we sure like our selfishness, and it's the very detriment of the whole thing. Satan did the same thing, so it's not something we really want to be looking for and trying to develop. But rather, we want to go the other way. Strive in your life to glorify God, to serve Him out of love, to do His will, which is always the best anyway. And if we will glorify Him here, then for the rest of eternity, He will glorify us.